you had this big birthday party for her. Have you recovered yet?
My voice is still a little off, honestly. I don't know about you, Jill, but yesterday it was a little rough.
You got to take us through, because you clearly had a massive party at some establishment in Halifax on Wednesday for Taylor Swift's birthday. Who can you take us through what all you did?
On Wednesday night, we had a huge birthday party at the Village Tap House in West Bedford for Taylor's birthday. And we did all kinds of fun. So we did a Swiftie scavenger hunt and mix and mingle so that Halifax Swifties could become friends. We did some Swiftie challenges where we made people get pretty brave and get up on mics and do things like text Taylor lyrics to their exes, or they had to sing a cappella in front of the whole room. And then we also did karaoke.
That's really fun. Really smart of you guys.
Was it exclusively Taylor Swift karaoke?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were very strict on that, and we said we would bump your song if you didn't pick a Taylor song.
Oh, no. Wow. You guys are intense.
We are. And we're super intense with our trivia, too. We've done trivia events. In the past, we've done three other events that were trivia. And we're very crazy with our questions. We don't go easy on the Swifties.
Is this an official group? Because you guys obviously are part of the Instagram account, Atlantic Canada Swifties, and I guess that you guys have organized this event. Like, can you join? Do you have to join? Can you just show up when you do things like this?
Oh my God, yes. You can definitely just show up. We're welcome to anyone who likes Taylor, really.
Even the ones that prefer Taylor Swift when she was a country musician.
Absolutely. Well, I think so.
Because we play an awful lot of Taylor Swift, you know, Taylor's version and country songs. And I don't know, I mean, maybe you guys might have better insight than us on, like, what is the reason why she has remade so many albums, but she's yet to remake the very first?
So, I love the idea that she's going to have to take back her reputation first before she takes back her name for debut. So that's my favorite theory right now, that we're going to get rep first, and then we'll finally get Taylor Swift back.
Because I feel like it's kind of saving the best for last. The thing that started it all. The reason she can come back to the country comfort and come crawling back to us and let us reign supreme again.
I love it. Yeah, no, I think it's a good bookend. Like, it kind of makes sense symbolically for her to do that.
Okay, and do you guys, or do you know maybe other people in the group, does anybody have Taylor Swift tickets to see her in Toronto?
We're talking to one right now.
Hey,
of course you guys have tickets.
How much work did you have to put in to get those tickets, Jill?
I had a friend get those tickets, but I'm a little crazy of a Swiftie, and it'll be my 31st time seeing Taylor.
What?
So get out.
Hold on, what?
Shows. Yeah. Her team invited me to Amazon Prime Day at one point. That would have been the coolest show, because it was like a private show right at the stage.
Her team invited you. Hold on. Forget that. Forget the cool. That one already wins.
So I've been a Swiftie since the start, and I've met Taylor 3 times. I've been all over North America to see her. So I've been very fortunate as a Swiftie.
You have to be quite the fan for her team to recognize that you're a fan.
It took going to CMA Fest in Nashville, getting to meet them. That was back in like the 2011, 2012. And then by 1989 era, I had gotten invited to some events and kind of just took off like crazy from there.
You've made a full-blown career out of being a Swiftie.
She actually got me a job in Toronto at one point.
Taylor got you a job in Toronto. Hold on. Taylor Swift got you a job in Toronto.
Her team did. I ended up meeting up with the marketing team that put said event on, and then ended up working for their Canadian office for a summer.
Wow. That's amazing. Have either of you guys, do you know anyone in the group that did see Taylor in Halifax?
Actually, someone last night, or on Wednesday night, said they saw her here. I can't remember who it was.
Would have been like 2007, and she opened for Brad Paisley.
Hey, Foreman, didn't a certain somebody on this phone call see Taylor Swift?
I sure did see her on that tour.
Yeah.
No way.
She sat outside the arena and was being interviewed by some guy on the radio, and I wasn't a guy on the radio yet. And I walked right past and couldn't care less because I didn't know who she was.
Oh, I know. I did a trip to New York, and I was in the audience for Live with Regis and Kelly in 2008.
Cool.
And Taylor was the musical guest at the time. And I hardly knew her. And I just remember going, who's this blonde girl with the guitar? Like, literally, yeah. That was, I think, what I said. I was like, oh, yeah, this song's kind of catchy, but it's all right.
Who's this kid with this song about Tim McGraw? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. I was just like, who's this girl?
Well, thank you so much, guys. I mean, we are endlessly fascinated by everything that you've been doing with Taylor and all the things you know and all the shows you've gone to, Jill. Holy cow. So next time you have a big event coming up, I mean, give us a call back. Let us know. Send us a message on Instagram. We'll tell everyone.
Oh, 100%. If people follow us on Instagram at Atlantic Canada Swifties, we will be posting on there with any events coming up. And just keep in mind, our events usually sell out pretty quickly. And so we have to at times be mean like Taylor and waitlist people. Yes, people have been waitlisted many times.